Door-to-door COVID testing in Auckland is being seen as a way to help Auckland out of a costly lockdown. Mobile testing vans have been visiting suburbs where the virus has been circulating and knocking on doors to offer tests and vaccines. A public health expert says it's a good use of resources and should be expanded. John Bond reports.
The average number of COVID-19 cases has been trending down, but in recent weeks, very slowly. 4 weeks ago, the average daily number of cases was 37. The following week, it almost halved to 19, but since it's been slow going, 17 the next week, and then 15 average daily cases in the last 7 days. Nick Wilson from Otago University says Delta's tail is stubborn.
Yeah, this tail is a problem, and it means that we've actually got to seriously think about a range of different approaches.
One which is already happening is door-to-door testing. In Auckland, there's a focus on six suburbs: Clover Park, Mangere, Favona, Ōtara, Manurewa and Mount Wellington, Sylvia Park. Nick Wilson says going street to street in at-risk suburbs is smart.
Given the cost to Auckland of this outbreak continuing, we really need to do absolutely everything that could help us eliminate this outbreak. And this is going to help remove access barriers. It's definitely the best way to focus resources on the communities where there's still cases.
It could be expanded further, he says, to stamp out this lingering virus. The government's being told there's another at-risk group of people who aren't getting vaccinated much and likely aren't being tested: drug users. The Drug Foundation says some users would be disconnected from society and the government's services. Executive Director Sarah Helm says only 14% of drug users who are getting treatment are vaccinated.
Perhaps we have some transmission occurring within the community of people who use drugs. We are really keen to see a renewed strategy that puts everything in behind trying to support people who use drugs to get vaccinated and tested.
Ms Helm says she'd like the government to work with services trusted by drug users, like the needle exchanges and addiction treatment providers. She says it's critical for the whole population that we reach everyone in the country.
If COVID-19 has taught us anything, is if you ignore inequality at your peril, because it will impact other parts of the community downstream.
The Ministry of Health and the Northern Region DHBs say they have and will continue to send mobile testers to parts of Auckland with COVID clusters. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says they have honed in on suburbs they know there's transmission in, and say people seem willing to be tested when offered.
There was certainly work done in Clover Park last week as part of, or complementary to, the wider testing that was happening there. I know there's another team's gone out into another suburb today to test some streets where there have been some cases located.
Health teams are also offering COVID jabs at the same time, with registered vaccinators on board just metres from someone's door.